Hello, everybody. I wanted to share the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse, I believe verse 18. It is a very interesting verse. The Bible says that now God, the Lord God said, "It is not good for a man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." You see, when I look at that verse, it's really touched me so much. It shows me that God don't desire for man to be alone. We are not meant to be alone in life. We are meant to build a relationship with man, build a relationship with God. God designed man not just to be alone, but God designed man to have a relationship, to have that communication with man and with God. And one thing I just want us to look very interesting, very deep into this verse is that it shows me that very carefully that truly we are meant to be into relationship with man. But the question we need to ask ourselves is that, like, should I keep every relationship that which I come across, every relationship or every person I meet, I come across, am I meant to keep them? Am I meant to stay with them forever? You see, that is the question today that we need to ask ourselves. Because I see that clearly that a lot of people are keeping a relationship which they're not meant to. I want us to really look very deep into this because I find it very interesting because many of us are into relationship, but we are not just a relationship of a husband and wife, but it can be a friendly relationship or it can be a friend or someone you met, a friend. There are many different kind of relationship. But there's one thing I want us to look into is that it's one thing for we to meet people, but the question we have to ask ourselves is that what is the purpose? Because if you look at the very purpose, the very reason why God brought Adam to Eve was because Adam had a calling and a purpose in his life. And God said that it's not good for a man to be alone. In other words, God brought Eve to support Adam with his calling, with his purpose in his life. I want us to realize one thing is that we join to God bring people in our life because of the there is a role and a purpose. That everybody we come across, there is a role that each person has to play in our life. There are some people that they are not meant to stay with us forever. Because sometimes you will find that in the beginning, the people are very nice, but you will find that in the middle, they turn against you. It shows that some people are there for a purpose and are there for a season. Not everybody we are meant to keep. It shows me clearly that let us not force ourselves, but rather love them. If they choose to leave you, let us not force them to stay, but rather let us leave them. Because the Bible says that I will bring a partner suitable. I want you to realize that there are some people in our life who are not suitable for your calling, who are not suitable for you. It shows me that not everybody is meant to fit in your life. And that shows me also that God will bring some people who are suitable, who are fitting to your calling, who are fitting to your goal. It pains me that many of us, we tend to push away those who truly care about us, those who truly love us so dearly. It pains me that we tend to push them aside, push them away. But those are the very people that we need to hold on to very dearly. Those are the very people we need to care for them, love them very much. Because if you look for, well, that also shows me that not only we are meant to keep those who are suitable for our calling, but also to keep our relationship with God. The first relationship that we are meant to keep or treasure is God. Because remember, God brought Adam and Eve together. God established a relationship because of the calling and the purpose. God is the first relationship. The Bible says that in the book of John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God gave and present his son to us, to love his son, to treasure his son. Why? God give and present his son to us because so that he can help us to fulfill the purpose which is in our life. So I really want us to know who is dearly, those who are really, who God has present in your life to help you with your purpose in life. And I believe the first person we should treasure is Jesus Christ. And secondly, is the people around us. Not everybody around you are suitable for you. I want us to be careful the people that we keep in our life. Not everybody around you will support your dreams or your vision. There are those that God have bring to help you with your character. That those God have bring to help you with your dream. That those God have bring to teach you the ways of God. We have to know which category are they playing in your life. Because if we don't know the category or the area which they are playing our life, we will end up messing up everything which we are meant to do. So I believe, just for closing, I believe that we are not meant to be alone. We cannot fulfill or be successful alone. We are meant to have a relationship with God and with man. And I believe that the relationship that God wants us to treasure, the relationship that God wants us to keep, are those who are suitable for your calling. That shows me that the very friends, the very people, your partner, your friend, everybody that you come across, if they are not fitting for your calling, if they are not supporting your dream, I ask you today that let go of such people, because they will kill your dreams. God did not want us to hate them, but set yourself apart for them. Because the very people that God wants us to keep in our life are those who are suitable for the purpose of God in our life. So to be closing, I just want to encourage everybody that if you find some people who support your dreams, support your vision, keep them, love them. And I also want to say that let us pray that God will bring people who will support your dreams, who will be suitable for the calling of God in your life. You know you have a calling. You know you have a dream. But you cannot do it alone. Pray that God to bring the workers, to bring your partners, to bring your helper. Because it is through your helper you can fulfill your destiny. God bless you. Have a blessed night.
Hello, everybody. I'm here once again to share the very word of God, and I'm excited to know that time to time that people are listening and to this recording, which is a blessing. Today, as I said yesterday, that we were going to be going through the Bible, like from Genesis to Revelation. Today we are in Genesis chapter 4, and I find this scripture very, very interesting and impacting in our life, in a way that not every sacrifice that we present before God will be accepted. We have to present a sacrifice that is acceptable before the Lord for we to be accepted, because there are many people who offer sacrifice to God. There are many people who pray to God. But the question we need to ask ourselves is that, is our offering, is it acceptable? And if our offering is not acceptable, but why is it not acceptable? These are the things we are going to be looking at this very day, to know what do I need to do for my sacrifice to be accepted. What life is God calling me into? Because we don't want to serve the Lord all the days of our life, and in the end, God will say that, I know you're not. Because there's a passage in the Bible that says that, it says that, Lord, I do this in your name. I cast a demon in your name. I heal the sick in your name. But in the Bible says, in the end, the Lord will say, I know you not. It is something that it allows even me, myself, to check myself, to ask myself, is my sacrifice been accepted before the Lord? What do I need to do to underline myself with God's will so that my offering will be acceptable before the Lord? These are the things that we need to look at. Because many of us today, we have put that mindset of deceitful mind that what I'm doing, as long as I pray before the Lord, as long as I serve the Lord, I am right with God. We can do everything for God. Doesn't make you right with God. That's the thing. So what do I have to do for me to be right with God and for me to be acceptable before God? These are the things that we are going to be looking at today. So the Bible says that the Lord blessed Adam and Eve with a child. The first child was Cain, and the second child was Abel. These are the two child which God blessed them. And what touched me the most is what Eve said. He said, with the help of God, I have contained a man. With the help of God. You see, one thing is this, that we cannot contain the God's blessing without his help. Do not lie to yourself. Because many times, many of us today, we are trying to contain things in life without God's help. You are trying to be successful in life without God's help. You are trying to contain success. You are trying to contain certain things in life without God's help. Eve said that, I have contained a man with the help of God. You see, one thing is this, without the help of the Lord, you cannot contain the thing what you desire in life. Do not allow the world to deceive you. You see, today when we look at the world, we have put success as the amount of wealth. You see, we can be so wealthy. We can be so successful in businesses, in our education. Does not make you a successful person. What makes you a successful person is what is the is the things that you do to impact the world. That's what makes you success. What makes you success is the impartation of what you are doing in the life of others. Today we are seeing many people living for themselves, being rich on themselves, do everything on their own, and they believe they are successful. I'm here to tell you a sad news. The day when our breath leaves us, nobody will acknowledge us. Nobody will acknowledge. Why? Because you have not touched the life of many. You see, that's what I'm trying to say is this, that you cannot contain success. You cannot fulfill. You cannot receive that fulfillment of life without God, without the help of Jesus. Eve was able to receive that fulfillment of life. When she got that child, she felt fulfillment that yes, that I was a wife, but now I am a mother. She received that fulfillment that I am a mother now. But she believed and she knew that she cannot receive that fulfillment without the help of God. So that is one thing I want us to know, that if you want to contain things in life, if you want to contain success in life, if you want to be fulfilled in life, that means filled with joy, filled with happiness, filled with fullness of joy, you need the help of God. You see, there are many people today, they are so rich, but they are not fulfilled. They are not fulfilled. Inside of them, they are dying. But when you touch the life of people, when you do so many things in the life of people, you will feel fulfilled. You will feel great. You will, because why? Because you have touch of life of people. But I'm here to encourage you, my brother and sister, if you want to be fulfilled, if you want to contain the things that you want to do in life, you need the help of God. So let us continue. The Bible says that Abel keep the flock of the sheep and the goats, but Cain cultivates the ground. You see, I want us to look at the life of these two child, because it is this very life, the life they choose is very, very important. You see, the thing is this, the Bible, we have known in the book of Genesis chapter 2 that God have crossed the land. You see, one thing I want us to realize, Cain choose to follow, choose the life that has been cast. It chose to follow the lifestyle of a fallen man. But the Bible said, but for Abel was a shepherd. If Abel chose to follow the part of the redemption of the plan of God, Abel chose to follow the bloodline, the nature, the character of the Lord. And we see that when the Lord asked for a sacrifice, the Bible said Abel offered a lamb. He offered the finest lamb. And because why? Because God is inquiring a blood sacrifice. He said that is one thing for our sin to be forgiven, a blood of lamb have to be offered. And we see clearly that Cain do not follow that line, the path of the Lord, the will of God, but he choose to follow, to walk in the ground which was cast. He chose to follow his own ways, his own desire. And one thing is this, that Abel chose to follow the path of the Lord. And the Bible says, in the course of time, both child Both child present a sacrifice, but the Bible said the Lord accept Abel's sacrifice, but for Cain's sacrifice it was rejected. You see, this is something that is very, very important. We need to ask ourselves: both child present a sacrifice, both of them offer a sacrifice, and they offer the best of their sacrifice. But one thing I want us to understand is this: why did the Lord accept Abel and rejected Cain? You see, the thing is this: for our sin to be forgiven, the blood of a lamb have to be offered. That was the will and the desire of God. You see, Cain did not present the blood of the lamb, but rather bring the fruits of the ground. You see, one thing is this: that ignorance will lead us to destruction. Many of us today, we are dwelling in ignorance. We believe that any sacrifice, that every works we do for the Lord, we believe is acceptable. Let us not to be ignorant. We have allowed pride to take hold of our life. You see, God is not inquired in any sacrifice. He owns everything in this world. But what God wants us to do is to be obedient and to give him what is pleasing to him. You see, the one thing is this: that ignorance will cost us a lot. Today, we are seeing many people are so ignorant. They are doing what is, they are offering sacrifice. The Bible says that, feed the poor, feed the widow. We are seeing many people doing it. But the question is this: what motive are you doing? What motive, what is your motive for you to offer that sacrifice? What is your heart? What is your heart? What is the content of your heart for you to offer that sacrifice? You see, when Abel offered a sacrifice, his motive was to please God. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible said by faith, Abel presented a worldly sacrifice than Cain. What does that mean? His motive, his desire, when he presented a sacrifice, his motive was not to receive from God, but rather to please God. But Cain's motive was not to please God, but his motive was just to offer a sacrifice, just a way, and saying that, God, I just give you a sacrifice, let me live my whole life. No, I want to tell you, my brother and sister, if you have been given offering God a sacrifice out of ignorance, I'm here to tell you, stop it. Oh, what is your motive? What does it mean to offer a sacrifice? Your prayer. When you pray to God, what is your motive for you to pray? Are you going on a motive for vengeance? Are you going on a motive with a bad heart? Or are you going on a motive that I'm going to see the King of Kings? What is your motive when you go to pray? When you give, you're trying to show kindness. What is your motive? Is your motive that I want to please the Lord? I want to please him by offering a sacrifice for his children. What is your motive? When we do things, we need to check ourselves. You need to check your heart and find, search yourself and tell yourself, what is my motive? If your motive is not underlying with the will of God, I'm here to tell you, my brother and sister, stop it, because your offering will not be acceptable by the Lord. You see, that is one thing we need to understand, and we need to know that. Because the thing that I find today, that many of us, we are so active in prayer. We are so active active in the things of God. We are so active in giving. But the question we need to ask ourselves, what is your heart? What is the position of your heart? The Bible says when the Pharisees come to give offering to the Lord, they were giving offering so that they can be praised. They were showing off to Jesus, telling Jesus, I fast 3 days, I give the offering to the temple. But the Bible says that there was a woman who gave her best all she have. She gave it as an offering before the Lord. And the Bible said that Jesus said, he said, this woman is more, have given much more than the Pharisees. Why? This woman in reality, we see that this woman give little, but yet in the eyes of God, it was great. It is not your offering that God is seeing. It is the heart. It is the position of your heart. It's God is seeing when you present that offering. I want to give you another example. When the Lord called Abraham to give his son Isaac, Abraham presented Isaac before the Lord, not in hunger, but he presented before the Lord because the Lord inquired it. He gave it to God out of the love for God. He presented out of the love he asked for God. To show you what I mean, the Bible says that Abraham woke up early in the morning. It shows me how much he was willing to please the Lord, how much he was willing to do what God have inquired of him. So the question I want to ask of you today, what is your motive when you are doing things for the Lord? If your motive is not pure, I'm telling you today, my brother and sister, we paint because you don't want to live your life rejected by God. So the Bible says that when Caleb's offering was rejected, the Bible says it become angry. It said, those are the things, that is one thing that I've come to realize that lead us. When our offering is not acceptable before God, when our ways is not acceptable before God, we intended to get angry at God, but we put our anger toward to his people. You see, that is the very nature of God. That is the very nature of God. That is the nature of the devil. I'm going to show you an example. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, I believe chapter 12, when the dragon was positioned himself to devour the child of the woman, the Bible says that the child was caught up to heaven. And the Bible said the dragon was so upset that the Bible said the dragon went to his offspring of the woman. That shows that because he was so angry at God, he go after God's children. That is the very nature of the devil. And that is the nature that many people today are dwelling today. The Bible said Caleb was rejected by God. He was rejected because his offering was not acceptable. He was so angry, bitter in his heart. He was so angry toward God that he poured his anger toward his brother. And the Bible says, the Lord said, why are you angry? The Bible says, if you do what is right, will you not be acceptable? But if you do what is not right, the Bible says that sin is clutching, is at your door, and a desire for you is to overpower you, but you must master it. You see, one thing I want to say today is this. Is that if we don't do what is right before the Lord, I want to tell you that sin is at our door. What prevents us from sin and us is God. I've already given an example. The Bible says when Pharaoh was pursuing the Israelites, the Bible said the light, the fire was standing between the Egyptian and the Israelite. God stands between us and sin. When we do what is right before God, sin will not come near to our dwelling place. Death will not come to our dwelling place. Destruction will not come to our dwelling place. The Bible says in Psalm 91, it said, those who make the Lord their wealth, their shelter. He said, no sickness shall come to the dwelling house, the dwelling place. I want you to know that when you do what is right before God, there is no evil, no wickedness will come to your dwelling place. So the Bible says that Cain did not do what is right before God. And the Bible said that Cain talked with his brother, and when they were alone in the field, Cain attacked Abel and killed him. You see, this point is very, very important. I want to expand on this very verse, because this verse touched me when I read about it. You see, when we are successful in life, when God's favor is upon us, I want you to know that when the favor of God is upon you, I want you to draw to God, draw near to Him, because God's favor do not just bring the things to you, but it also draws the wicked toward you. Because of the favor, because of God's goodness upon Abel, it draws the anger of Cain to him. The Bible says that Cain attacked his brother. He was jealous because of his progress. He was jealous because of the move of God upon his life. Many of us today, because of God's mighty hand upon our life, that we have been attacked badly. Many of you have been attacked. I'm here to encourage you, my brother and sister, that if you have been attacked by your enemy, I want you to rejoice to know that you are in the right position. Do not change your focus in God. Remain in God, because He is in control. It's the one thing the Bible says that when Cain attacked Abel, not only Abel was attacked, but he was also killed. But today, I want you to know to give God glory for your life, because many of us have been attacked, but we have not been killed. You see, there's another point I want to bring out is this, that Abel was unaware of the heart of Cain. Abel was unaware of the wickedness against him. Abel was unaware of the hunger, the plot against his life, against his destiny, against his future. Many of us today, I'm here to tell you that there is a plan of the enemy that you are unaware. Do you know how many traps, how many attacks, how many things that the enemy want to do against us? But because of God's mercy and grace, we are alive today. I want to tell you, the Bible said the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. Devil want to see you killed. He want to raise you from existence. That is the plan for the devil in your life. I want you to understand one thing, that it is not your strength, it is not your mind, it is not your intelligence that is keeping you alive. It is God that is keeping you alive. It's because of His grace and mercy. Because the Bible shows us clearly that Abel was unaware of the plan of his brother. That not only because he was unaware, that because he was unaware of the plan against him, he was killed, unable to defend himself. When you are unaware of things against you, it will bring destruction in your life. Oh my God. I want us to know one thing. If you are not praising God, if you are not honoring God, if you are looking for a reason to worship the Lord, this is the reason for you to worship God. You have a reason to worship God because that you have been attacked, but yet you are not killed. And the things that have been, do you know how many attacks, how many plots that have been set against you, unaware of the plans? Many of us today, we are enjoying the goodness of God. We are enjoying the blessing of God. But one thing we have failed to be aware is the danger which have been set against us because of that blessing. We are unaware of the hunger which have risen against us because of that blessing. If God could allow the enemy to do as he please, we will be killed. I want to tell you one thing, that was it special that God could not rescue him? Indeed, God could rescue him, but God is trying to show to us that it is not because of what we do, it is not because of what we are doing to him. It's because of his mercy and grace. We are no special than Abel, because many of us today, we are falling in the same trap of the enemy. Do you know how many of your enemy you are walking with? Many of us today, we eat with our enemies. We talk with our enemies. Do you know how many things, how many traps that your enemy has set for you to kill you? But yet we are alive. I want to encourage my brother and sister, if you have been attacked, do not lose courage. Do not lose faith. Hold on to God. Hold on to him. Because one thing I want to tell you, that you are not dead. You are alive. God Almighty, call unto the Lord. Call unto him, and he will answer you and defend you. Because there is a purpose upon your life. So the Bible says that when the Lord called Caleb and said, "Where is your brother?" Caleb said that, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Yet we are God's brother's keeper. We are. But the thing is this, that many of us, we have failed to show love to our brothers. We have failed to be a keeper for our brothers. God wants us to be a keeper of our own brother. So the Bible says because of what Caleb did, the Bible says he was cursed. You see, many of us today, we are bringing ourselves a curse upon our life. Brother and sister, I want to encourage you that you have a destiny in your life. You have a calling in your life. God is calling us into the holy and righteous life. He wants you to turn your heart to him. He wants you to present the offering with the offering with the mindset to please him, with the mindset to worship him. He wants you to come with the offering, a thanksgiving offering, an offering that pleases the Lord. Do not just bring an ordinary any offering. If you don't know what offering to bring for the Lord, ask the Lord, "Lord, what offering do you inquire of me? What offering is right and pleasing to you?" Because you don't want to live the life of rejection. Because one thing, that when you are rejected by God, I want you to know that you are opening a room for the end, for the evil spirit to dwell in your life. The Bible says that when Saul was rejected by God, the Bible says an evil spirit Spirit come upon him. When you are not with God, you are giving the enemy opportunity to dwell in your life. Brother and sister, if you don't want the enemy to walk in your life, if you don't want to walk in the path of the enemy, I'm here to tell you today, turn your life to Jesus. Give your life to God. Remain at his presence. Dwell in that secret place. Because danger is around you. Because of God's favor upon you. Because of God's grace upon you. Because of God's hand upon you. There is danger around you daily. I want you to know, put in your mind, put in yourself that, oh my God, that I am surrounded by danger. I need to hide myself in the Lord. Always hide yourself in the Lord, because there is danger around you. Danger is rising against you. You are not walking in a free place. You are walking on the ground surrounded by enemies, because the very people who have been rejected because they did not serve the Lord faithfully, they have allowed themselves to be used by the devil. So my brother and sister, devil have the access to this world. Devil have the authorized to do as they please through the people, because not everybody is living to please the Lord. There are some people who are living their life in hunger, in bitterness, and they have allowed themselves to be used by the devil. Because of that, we have to dwell in God's protection. We are surrounded by enemies. We are living our life with enemies. Brother and sister, I just want to encourage you today. Walk in the path of the Lord. As Abel was walking in the path, in the carrying the role of a shepherd of our Lord Jesus Christ. Walk in the path, in the lifestyle of Jesus, and your offering will be accepted. Walk in the footstep of Jesus, and your offering will be accepted. Abel was walking in the path of the Lord. Abel was walking in the walking in the lifestyle of Jesus. When you walk in the lifestyle of Jesus, your life will be accepted by God. Bless you, my brother and sister. I just want to pray a short prayer. If you have not been giving God your offering with the right motive, my brother and sister, I want you to pray with me right now. Father, may you show your mercy upon your people. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive us all, Father, for presenting an offering that is not pleasing to you. Father, you said in your word that if we do what is right, that we will be acceptable. Father, we want to be accepted by you, Lord. We turn away from our wicked ways. We turn away from our wicked heart. And we say, Father, may you give us a heart of Christ. Father, my God, may we live a life pleasing to you. May our offering be acceptable before you, Jesus. Father, wash us by your blood. Vindicate us by the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody who have prayed this prayer right now with sincere heart, I want you to know that if you pray to the Lord with anything in his name, it will be done to you. God bless you and have a blessed night.
Hello, everybody. I'm here once again to share the very word of God, and I'm excited to know that time to time that people are listening and to this recording, which is a blessing. Today, as I said yesterday, that we were going to be going through the Bible, like from Genesis to Revelation. Today we are in Genesis chapter 4, and I find this scripture very, very
interesting and impacting in our life in a way that not every sacrifice that we present before God will be accepted. We have to present a sacrifice that is acceptable before the Lord for we to be accepted, because there are many people who offer sacrifice to God. There are many people who pray to God. But the question we need to ask ourselves is that, is our offering, is it acceptable? And if our offering is not acceptable, but why is it not acceptable? These are the things we are going to be looking at this very day to know what do I need to do for my sacrifice to be accepted. What life is God calling me into? Because we don't want to serve the Lord all the days of our life, and in the end, God will say that, I know you're not. Because there's a passage in the Bible that says that, it says that, Lord, I do this in your name. I cast a demon in your name. I heal the sick in your name. But in the Bible says, in the end, the Lord will say, I know you not. It is something that it allows even me, myself, to check myself. To ask myself, is my sacrifice been accepted before the Lord? What do I need to do to underline myself with God's will so that my offering will be acceptable before the Lord? These are the things that we need to look at. Because many of us today, we have put that mindset of deceitful mind that what I'm doing, as long as I pray before the Lord, as long as I serve the Lord, I am right with God. We can do everything for God. Doesn't make you right with God. That's how it is. So what do I have to do for me to be right with God and for me to be acceptable before God? These are the things that we are going to be looking at today. So the Bible says that the Lord blessed Adam and Eve with a child. The first child was Cain, and the second child was Abel. These are the two child which God blessed them. And what touched me the most is what Eve said. He said, with the help of God, I have contained a man. With the help of God. You see, one thing is this, that we cannot contain the God's blessing without his help. Do not lie to yourself. Because many times, that many of us today, we are trying to contain things in life without God's help. You are trying to be successful in life without God's help. You are trying to contain success. You are trying to contain certain things in life without God's help. Eve said that, I have contained a man with the help of God. You see, one thing is this, without the help of the Lord, you cannot contain the thing what you desire in life. Do not allow the world to deceive you. You see, today when we look at the world, we have put success as the amount of wealth. You see, we can be so wealthy. We can be so successful in the businesses, in our education. Does not make you a successful person. What makes you a successful person is what is the things that you do to impact the world. That's what makes you successful. What makes you successful is the impartation of what you are doing in the life of others. Today we are seeing many people living for themselves, being rich on themselves, do everything on their own, and they believe they are successful. I'm here to tell you a sad news. The day when our breath leaves us, nobody will acknowledge us. Nobody will acknowledge. Why? Because you have not touched the life of many. You see, that's what I'm trying to say is this, that you cannot contain success. You cannot fulfill You cannot receive that fulfillment of life without God, without the help of Jesus. Eve was able to receive that fulfillment of life. When she got that child, she felt fulfillment that yes, that I was a wife, but now I am a mother. She received that fulfillment that I am a mother now. But she believed and she knew that she cannot receive that fulfillment without the help of God. So that is one thing I want us to know, that if you want to contain things in life, if you want to contain success in life, if you want to be fulfilled in life, that means filled with joy, filled with happiness, filled with fullness of joy, you need the help of God. You see, there are many people today, they are so rich, but they are not fulfillment. They are not fulfilled. This inside of them, they are dying. But when you touch the life of people, when you do so many things in the life of people, you will feel fulfilled. You will feel great. You will, because why? Because you have touch of life of people. But I'm here to encourage you, my brother and sister, if you want to be fulfilled, if you want to contain the things that you want to do in life, you need the help of God. So let us continue. The Bible says that Abel kept the flock of the sheep and the goats, but Cain cultivates the ground. You see, I want us to look at the life of these two child, because it is this very life, the life they choose is very, very important. You see, the thing is this, the Bible, we have known in the book of Genesis chapter 2 that God has crossed the land. You see, one thing I want us to realize, Cain chose to follow, choose the life that has been cast. It chose to follow the lifestyle of a fallen man. But the Bible said, but for Abel was a shepherd. If Abel chose to follow the part of the redemption of the plan of God, Abel chose to follow the bloodline, the nature, the character of the Lord. That, and we see that when the Lord asked for a sacrifice, the Bible said Abel offered a lamb. He offered the finest lamb. And because why? Because God is inquired a blood sacrifice. He said that is one thing for our sin to be forgiven, a blood of lamb have to be offered. It's, and we see clearly that Cain do not follow that line, the path of the Lord, the will of God, but he choose to follow, to dwell in the, to walk in the ground which was cast. He chose to follow his own ways, his own desire. And one thing is this, that Abel chose to follow the path of the Lord. And the Bible says, in the course of time, both child present a sacrifice. But the Bible said the Lord accept Abel's sacrifice, but for Cain's sacrifice, it was rejected. You see, this is something that is very, very important. We need to ask ourselves, both child present a sacrifice. Both of them offer a sacrifice. And they offer the best of their sacrifice. But one thing I want us to understand is this. Why did the Lord accept Abel and rejected Cain? You see, the thing is this. For our sin to be forgiven, the blood of a lamb have to be offered. That was the will and the desire of God. You see, Cain did not present the blood of the lamb, but rather bring the fruits of the ground. You see, one thing is this, that ignorance will lead us to destruction. Many of us today, we are dwelling in ignorance. We believe that any sacrifice, every works we do for the Lord, we believe is acceptable. Let us not to be ignorant. We have allowed pride to take hold of our life. You see, God is not inquired in any sacrifice. He owns everything in this world. But what God wants us to do is to be obedient and to give him what is pleasing to him. You see, the one thing is this, that ignorance will cost us a lot. Today, we are seeing many people are so ignorant. They are doing what is, they are offering sacrifice. The Bible says that feed the poor, feed the widow. We are seeing many people doing it. But the question is this, what motive are you doing? What is your motive for you to offer that sacrifice? What is your heart? What is the content of your heart for you to offer that sacrifice? You see, when Abel offered a sacrifice, his motive was to please God. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says, by faith, Abel presented a worldly sacrifice than Cain. What does that mean? His motive, his desire, when he presented a sacrifice, his motive was not to receive from God, but rather to please God. But Cain's motive was not to please God, but his motive was just to offer a sacrifice, just a way, and saying that, God, I just give you a sacrifice, let me live my whole life. No, I want to tell you, my brother and sister, if you have been given offering God a sacrifice out of ignorance, I'm here to tell you, stop it. Oh, what is your motive? What does it mean to offer a sacrifice? Your prayer. When you pray to God, what is your motive for you to pray? Are you going on a motive for vengeance? Are you going on a motive with a bad heart? Or are you going on a motive that I'm going to see the King of Kings? What is your motive when you go to pray? When you give, you're trying to show kindness. What is your motive? Is your motive that I want to please the Lord? I want to please him by offering a sacrifice for his children. What is your motive? When we do things, we need to check ourselves. You need to check your heart and find, search yourself and tell yourself, what is my motive? If your motive is not underlined with the will of God, I'm here to tell you, my brother and sister, stop it, because your offering will not be acceptable by the Lord. You see, that is one thing we need to understand, and we need to know that. Because the thing that I find today, that many of us, we are so active in prayer. We are so active in the things of God. We are so active in giving. But the question we need to ask ourselves, what is your heart? What is the position of your heart? The Bible says, when the Pharisees come to give offering to the Lord, they were giving offering so that they can be praised. They were showing off to Jesus, telling Jesus, I fast 3 days, I give the offering to the temple. But the Bible says that there was a woman who gave her best all she had. She gave it as an offering before the Lord. And the Bible said that Jesus said, he said, this woman is more, I've given much more than the Pharisees. Why? This woman, in reality, we see that this woman give little, but yet in the eyes of God, it was great. It is not your offering that God is seeing. It is the heart. It's the position of your heart. It's God is seen when you present that offering. I want to give you another example. When the Lord called Abraham to give his son Isaac, Abraham presented Isaac before the Lord, not in hunger, but he presented before the Lord because the Lord inquired it. He gave it to God out of the love for God. He presented out of the love he asked for God. To show you what I mean, the Bible says that Abraham woke up early in the morning. It shows me how much he was willing to please the Lord, how much he was willing to do what God has inquired of him. So the question I want to ask of you today, what is your motive when you are doing things for the Lord? If your motive is not pure, I'm telling you today, my brother and sister, repent, because you don't want to live your life rejected by God. So the Bible says that when Cain's offering was rejected, the Bible says it became angry. It said, those are the things, that is one thing that I've come to realize that lead us. When our offering is not acceptable before God, when our ways is not acceptable before God, we intend to get angry at God, but we put our anger toward to his people. You see, that is the very nature of God. That is the very nature of God. That is the nature of the devil. I'm going to show you an example. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, I believe chapter 12, when the dragon was positioned himself to devour the child of the woman. The Bible says that the child was caught up to heaven. And the Bible said the dragon was so upset that the Bible said the dragon went to his offspring of the woman. That shows that because he was so angry at God, he go after God's children. That is the very nature of the devil. And that is the nature that many people today are dwelling today. The Bible said Carol was rejected by God. It was rejected because his offering was not acceptable. He was so angry, bitter in his heart. He was so angry toward God that he poured his anger toward his brother. And the Bible says, the Lord said, why are you angry? The Bible says, if you do what is right, will you not be acceptable? But if you do what is not right, the Bible says that sin is clutching, is at your door, and a desire for you is to overpower you, but you must master it. You see, one thing I want to say today is this. Is that if we don't do what is right before the Lord, I want to tell you that sin is at our door. What prevents us from sin and us is God. I'm going to give an example. The Bible says when Pharaoh was pursuing the Israelites, the Bible said the fire was standing between the Egyptian and the Israelite. God stands between us and sin. When we do what is right before God, sin will not come near to our dwelling place. Death will not come to our dwelling place. Destruction will not come to our dwelling place. The Bible says in Psalm 91, it said, those who make the Lord their wealth, their shelter, it said, no sickness shall come to their dwelling house. To the dwelling place. I want you to know that when you do what is right before God, there is no evil, no wickedness will come to your dwelling place. So the Bible says that Cain did not do what is right before God. And the Bible said that Cain talked with his brother, and when they were talking when they were alone in the field. Cain attacked Abel and killed him. You see, this point is very, very important. I want to expand on this very verse because this verse touched me when I read about it. You see, when we are successful in life, when God's favor is upon us, I want you to know that when the favor of God is upon you, I want you to draw to God, draw near to Him, because God's favor do not just bring the things to you, but it also draws the wicked toward you. Because of the favor, because of God's goodness upon Abel, it draws the anger of Cain to him. The Bible says that Cain attacked his brother. He was jealous because of his progress. He was jealous because of the move of God upon his life. Many of us today, because of God's mighty hand upon our life, that we have been attacked badly. Many of you have been attacked. I'm here to encourage you, my brother and sister, that if you have been attacked by your enemy, I want you to rejoice to know that you are in the right position. Do not change your focus in God. Remain in God, because He is in control. It's the one thing the Bible says, that when Cain attacked Abel, not only Abel was attacked, but he was also killed. But today, I want you to know, to give God glory for your life, because many of us have been attacked, but we have not been killed. You see, there's one another point I want to bring out is this, that Abel was unaware of the heart of Cain. Abel was unaware of the wickedness against him. Abel was unaware of the hunger, the plots against his life, against his destiny, against his future. Many of us today, I'm here to tell you that there is a plan of the enemy that you are unaware. Do you know how many traps, how many attacks, how many things that the enemy want to do against us? But because of God's mercy and grace, we are alive today. I want to tell you, the Bible said the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. The devil want to see you killed. He want to raise you from existence. That is the plan for the devil in your life. I want you to understand one thing, that it is not your strength, it is not your mind, it is not your intelligence that is keeping you alive. It is God that is keeping you alive, because of His grace and mercy. Because the Bible shows us clearly that Abel was unaware of the plan of his brother. That not only because he was unaware, that because he was unaware of the plan against him, he was killed, unable to defend himself. When you are unaware of things against you, it will bring destruction in your life. Oh my God. I want us to know one thing. If you are not praising God, if you are not honoring God, if you are looking for a reason to worship the Lord, this is the reason for you to worship God. You have a reason to worship God, because that you have been attacked, but yet you are not killed. And the things that have been, do you know how many attacks, how many plots that have been set against you, unaware of the plans? Many of us today, we are enjoying the goodness of God, we are enjoying the blessing of God, but one thing we have failed to be aware is the danger which have been set against us because of that blessing. We are unaware of the hunger which have risen against us because of that blessing. If God could allow the enemy to do as he please, we will be killed. I want you to say, I want to tell you one thing, that
Did Abel help out? Was this special that God could not rescue him? Indeed, God could rescue him, but God is trying to show to us that it is not because of what we do. It is not because of what we are doing to him. It is because of his mercy and grace. We are no special than Abel, because many of us today, we are falling in the same trap of the enemy. Do you know how many of your enemy you are working with? Many of us today, we eat with our enemies. We talk with our enemies. Do you know how many things, how many traps that your enemy has set for you to kill you? But yet we are alive. I want to encourage my brother and sister, if you have been attacked, do not lose courage, do not lose faith, hold on to God, hold on to him, because one thing I want to tell you, that you are not dead, you are alive. God Almighty, call unto the Lord, call unto him, and he will answer you and defend you, because there is a purpose upon your life. So the Bible says that when the Lord called Caleb and said, "Where is your brother?" Caleb said that, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Yet we are God's brother's keeper. We are. But the thing is this, that many of us, we have failed to show love to our brothers. We have failed to be a keeper for our brothers. God wants us to be a keeper of our own brother. So the Bible says because of what Caleb did, the Bible says he was cast. You see, many of us today, we are bringing ourselves a curse upon our life. Brother and sister, I want to encourage you that you have a destiny in your life. You have a calling in your life. God is calling us into the holy and righteous life. He wants you to turn your heart to him. He wants you to present the offering with the offering with the mindset to please him, with the mindset to worship him. He wants you to come with the offering, a thanksgiving offering, an offering that pleases the Lord. Do not just bring an ordinary any offering. If you don't know what offering to bring for the Lord, ask the Lord, "Lord, what offering do you inquire of me? What offering is right and pleasing to you?" Because you don't want to live the life of rejection. Because one thing, that when you are rejected by God, I want you to know that you are opening a room for the end, for the evil spirit to dwell in your life. The Bible says that when Saul was rejected by God, the Bible says an evil spirit come upon him. When you are not with God, you are giving the enemy opportunity to dwell in your life. Brother and sister, if you don't want the enemy to walk in your life, if you don't want to walk in the path of the enemy, I'm here to tell you today, turn your life to Jesus. Give your life to God. Remain at his presence. Dwell in that secret place. Because danger is around you. Because of God's favor upon you. Because of God's grace upon you. Because of God's hand upon you. There is danger around you daily. I want you to know, put in your mind, put in yourself that, "Oh my God, I am surrounded by danger. I need to hide myself in the Lord." Always hide yourself in the Lord, because there is danger around you. Danger is rising against you. You are not walking in a free place. You are walking on the ground surrounded by enemies, because the very people who have been rejected because they did not serve the Lord faithfully, they have allowed themselves to be used by the devil.
So my brother and sister, devil have the access to this world. Devil have the authorize to do as they please through the people, because not everybody is living to please the Lord. There are some people who are living their life in hunger, in bitterness, and they have allowed themselves to be used by the devil. Because of that, we have to dwell in God's protection. We are surrounded by enemies. We are living our life with enemies. Brother and sister, I just want to encourage you today. Walk in the path of the Lord. As Abel was walking in the path, in the carrying the role of a shepherd of our Lord Jesus Christ. Walk in the path, in the lifestyle of Jesus, and your offering will be accepted. Walk in the footstep of Jesus, and your offering will be accepted. Abel was walking in the path of the Lord. Abel was walking in the walking in the lifestyle of Jesus. When you walk in the lifestyle of Jesus, your life will be accepted by God. Bless you, my brother and sister. I just want to pray a short prayer. If you have not been giving God your offering with the right motive, my brother and sister, I want you to pray with me right now. Father, may you show your mercy upon your people. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive us all. Father, for presenting an offering that is not pleasing to you. Father, you said in your word that if we do what is right, that we will be acceptable. Father, we want to be accepted by you, Lord. We turn away from our wicked ways. We turn away from our wicked heart. And we say, Father, may you give us a heart of Christ. Father, my God, may we live a life pleasing to you. May our offering be acceptable before you, Jesus. Father, wash us by your blood. Vindicate us by the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody who have prayed this prayer right now with sincere heart, I want you to know that if you pray to the Lord with anything in his name, it will be done to you. God bless you and have a blessed night.